Hello, welcome to Ryan Talks Tax, a podcast to keep you up to date on the latest developments in Canadian tax and government funding. I'm Jim Day. In this episode, we're going to continue our conversation about property tax, but we're going to shift focus from Western Canada to Quebec. Joining us today is Alexei Sklar. He's a senior manager in Ryan's property tax practice in Canada. And actually, Alexei, I believe you're in Montreal. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Yeah, no, welcome to the podcast. So I know in Quebec, things can get a little bit complicated as far as property tax deadlines go. And I think that's because it's based on individual jurisdictions. In other words, individual municipalities, as opposed to having province-wide deadlines. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. So we are very busy each year because all those taxation rolls are different between each city. So each year, it's a new role for a different kind of group of cities. So we are very busy every year.
And are there any current like deadlines coming up for certain municipalities?
Absolutely. So it'll be until the 30th of April for the new role of 2022. And it will affect Laval. So Montreal will be the next year. And right now it's really Laval, Quebec, I think Gatineau, Longueuil also. We are right now with this group, and next year we'll be with Montreal and other big cities.
And for these municipalities, it's a standard three-year role in Quebec. Is that correct?
So yeah, it is since, since I think 30 years ago. Before it was, I think, biannual, or even a couple of times it was only for 1 year. But now it's a three-year role since a couple of years already. Because there's... And it's the same thing in Canada. When you have stability, usually 3 years is enough. Now so we'll see with the pandemic what will happen. So maybe it will change.
Well, I can tell you from experience in Ontario, what's normally a four-year role is working on year six and maybe a potential for year seven. So I think they would much prefer to be in Quebec right now where you're looking at a three-year role. So that means your valuation is set for those 3 years. Does that impact your right to appeal? Or can you appeal in any of the 3 years, or does it have to be year one of the three-year cycle?
Yeah, you absolutely need to do it in the year one, even a little bit before that, because you will receive your value sometimes in December of the year prior. And then you have until the 30th of April, like I said, to announce that you want, maybe you revise your value and announce also the purpose of your request. So you'll absolutely need to tell the city what are the point that you want to discuss with them, and what is your analysis about those points. So where are your conclusion coming from? So absolutely. And then after that, if you didn't use your right, so you lose your right to appeal for the next 3 years.
So very important then, I guess, to stay on top of it and not miss that deadline. I mean, what types of things would you be looking for to I guess challenge the value that's assessed for that three-year cycle?
Absolutely. It's will for sure depends about the property that you have in hands. So if it's, let's say we are right now, it's a good comparison. We are inside in a pandemic that lasted for practically the past 2 years. And if we're looking for an office building that you are the owner and, or maybe just the tenant, and you are paying taxes and you want to use your right to contest the value of the municipal assessment. So you see right now that the market changed. You see right now that the vacancy is increasing. You see that everyone is renegotiating their rents, and for sure it has an impact on the value. So you could do your first assessment on your side and look at your property, and if the conclusion that you have is way lower than what the city is offering, so of course use your right, and you'll need for sure in your on your side good consultant that will help you for and will try to provide you with the best analysis and information to back you up when you will do this contestation with the city.
Yeah, I know in our last podcast, the last episode rather, what I learned is that, you know, property tax is not a once a year thing. Mm-hmm. You know, because I was given the example of, you know, once a year I get this bill and I pay it, you know, for my house. But not only is it not a once a year thing, but you don't have to wait to receive that assessment, do you? You can actually do something called a pre-roll discussion. And so they were telling me that out west, you know, it's very important to engage in those discussions. It can really make things a lot easier if you want to challenge the value of an assessment. Is that the same case in Quebec?
Absolutely, because that's the beauty. If you have already a team of consultants that could actually help you, because it will only depend on the relationship that your consultant have with the cities. Not all the city want to do that, because for sure it's a lot of work, it's a lot of trust. It's if your consulting team usually already have and are equipped with the right contacts or the right type of information that they can provide, and they are experienced with this type of negotiation. For sure, it can happen even before the roll is deposited. And for my case, I did it a lot of times with appraisers on the other side of with the appraisers from different municipalities that I have a good relationship with, because before even like deposit a contestation, they prefer a lot of times to be at the same level as you and put the right assessment value from the start.
And you know, in arriving at that assessment value, what kinds of techniques are allowed in Quebec? I know different jurisdictions have different preferences for how they come up with a value for the property. What's the general rule of thumb in Quebec, or is there one?
For the municipality, for sure, they need to assess a lot of property in a short amount of time. So yeah, they have their own algorithms for different type of property. But if we concentrate ourselves from case to case, whatever you appeal and request for a revision of the value, if you are with a commercial building, they will probably discuss with you on a revenue method technique. But there's not a limitation, Jim. They still can and maybe will ask you about the comparison method. So look about other sales, not only about the revenue. Sometimes they will even do a third method about cost method. So it all depends. It all depends how much, not how much, but how is the property difficult to assess. because sometimes, yeah, you will be sure of your value with only one method, or you will even need three.
Well, that's good to know. So what you're saying is, you know, it's not necessarily based on some sort of mass valuation of property in a particular area. Mm-hmm. They will take into account the specific circumstances for a building, as an example. It could be based on revenue. It could be mm-hmm. based on current market values. So you really do have to, get a good analysis done and maybe seek some expert advice to come up with the correct valuation. Exactly. Is that true?
Yeah, because I will add another point is, especially if you appealed and you already request a revision of your value, especially in Quebec, it's a case by case. So there's not always like something that happens in other provinces where it's the equity that is looked on. If your neighbor is appraised a little bit lower, so you will ask to be at the same level as your neighbor. No more demonstrations other than that. In Quebec, it's never like that. So it's always you need to be, okay, looking in, on the property and reassess it like case by case, whatever you have an appeal for the property. And look exactly what will be inside of the head of some investment partners or another type of buyers for the reference date that is for the role, and what are they thinking when they look at this property. Is the real value for this date and every aspect that will be in their head whenever they will conclude for a specific amount.
So in a jurisdiction in Quebec, two buildings, same size, mm-hmm. similar structure, can have different valuations depending absolutely. On use and other factors.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah.
Because sometimes it's just the vacancy, because for X reason, one has a trouble to rent and it's specific to this building. So it will need to be taken into account. Or if it's not a revenue property, let's say it's an industrial building, one has his roof that needs to be redone. So there's like a huge amount that need to be spent. So this amount will be taken into account by a buyer. Even if he has another property next to it that is same size, same property, but one has a roof that needs to be redone. So for sure you will take that into account and he will try to buy it. So that's what are the rules that are applied in Quebec.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for that overview. Mm-hmm. I guess with the pandemic, obviously, has had a great impact on a lot of things. We know along with that, residential house prices in Canada in general mm-hmm. have been rising. I mean, it's in the news every day. Mm-hmm. about house prices in Canada. But what do you think, what do you think the impact of the pandemic will have or might have on commercial and industrial properties in Quebec?
Okay. It's a very good question. And I'll try to answer it point by point. So even for the residential, what is happening right now, it's maybe we'll reach a plateau and we'll see how long this plateau will go, but I'm not expecting that the residential value will climb next year even more, another 20-30% higher. So right now, we, especially in Quebec, maybe had an increase of values because especially this circumstance of the pandemic made that there were low enough offers on the market and a lot of buyers. So like, you know, the rule of offer and demands had a lot of play as an explanation why the residential value went higher. But for the commercial, like I said, like an office building, just a little bit like 5 minutes ago, this pandemic...
A lot of those offices are pretty empty right now.
This pandemic hit the office buildings and the office industry very hard. There, right now, it's even like a shift in, of culture. A lot of people are working from home, and those months of pandemic, they were able to adjust, and now they're even happy to stay at home because they see that they can be productive and they can also like be able to manage all their clients this way. So this adjustment right now will maybe stay. And right now, if we look every type of industry that before work inside an office are thinking about maybe something hybrid, that it will be maybe 1 day, 2 day, come back to the office just to be sure that everyone is already informed for the week, what will be going on. And then the next days will be only work from home. And so, yeah, the office buildings are right now in a situation where they don't really know on which foot to dance, because I see on the market the rents are closed for a short period, like 6 months, 12 months, especially because they are in an uncertain market right now, and they don't know which way it will shift. So that's for the office building. For commercial, different type of commercial. So for sure, we saw that everything that is maybe food related, food stores, and are feeling well. They have enough customers. It's going strong, even maybe better than before the pandemic. But if I'm talking about those closed commercial centers with common areas inside, when people could walk inside and look at stores. Oh my, for I don't exactly know how many months, but just were closed because the government said, you don't open until I say so. So they needed to kind of survive this time. And then now, even when the government says, okay, you can come back now, I see people that are still anxious to go back there, because also there were maybe a small culture shift where people are more now aware what happens on the internet, aware that whatever you want could be shipped directly to your home. And now it's maybe hard to come by, to come back, I'm sorry. And I'm sure there is still an interest to come by to shop inside those closed malls, because the experience, the way to touch the product, be able to look at them and be more able to feel the reality of the product and not just looking at images. It will probably come back, but still it's hard because it takes time. Like I said, like this anxiety, people that were hurt by this pandemic, is that now coming back, they're still afraid maybe a little bit if is it risky or not to come back? Is it still possible to get contaminated or not? Because it's still an enclosed space. There's a lot of people sometimes when, especially right now, when you it will hit Black Friday or Boxing Day. People that usually went for those events will think maybe differently this year.
No, I mean, I think you're right. And obviously the changes in traffic, you know, for commercial mm-hmm. retail mm-hmm. would have a big impact on those valuations. I really like your analogy about, you know, they're not sure, you know, which foot to dance on or which way mm-hmm. to dance. And I would say it's tough to know how to dance when you haven't heard the song before. You know, this is kind of a new situation everybody's facing.
Exactly. And just to finish with the industrial properties, that's something completely different that they experience, especially for light industrial, because like I told you, this shift of culture that people are starting more and more to buy online. So those distribution centers or any other kind of general industrial light industrial space went a lot in demand, like went high in demand because enthusiasm to be able to have those space and be able to ship whatever product that your customer need. So those property right now are feeling good. Maybe even sometimes a little too good because there's maybe a little speculation or because like maybe something that happened with the residential building, not enough offers and a lot of demand. So
So what I'm hearing is there's a lot going into devaluation right now for property tax purposes. And, you know, some of that is the pandemic, but of course there's other issues out there as well. And, you know, before I let you go, I definitely wanted to ask you about one type of property that seems to be creating a little bit of controversy in Quebec right now, and that's data centers. And mm-hmm. I understand that, you know, that situation is so complicated that even the courts have had a little bit of trouble deciding, you know, how those properties really should be valued. Do you want to comment on that just a little bit?
Yeah, it's a long topic. Yeah, and it's a hot topic, especially in Quebec right now. So just to summarize a little bit. So two cases went to court and two cases that are a little bit similar in their situation is that they housed, so it was one, I think, light industrial, and the other one, it was like a multi-commercial industrial building, so with tenants. But they housed data centers. And in one of the cases, the tribunal said that everything that needs to make the data center happen. So I'll go more into the details because the data centers are needed a lot of extra equipment to be sure to function properly. So they'll have air conditioning, very, very acute with the high demand to be sure to always maintain the exact right temperature for the whole space. They will have multiple generators to be sure that your data center will not even like miss 100% of a second to be sure that they will always have the right amount of electricity. So all those equipment sometimes are even worth the double of the building itself. So it's a big issue if you are deciding that those equipment are taxable or not. So coming back for those cases that
so, yeah. Happened. So just to be clear, but mm-hmm. before you continue, mm-hmm. so the question is, it's not just the building that's attracting mm-hmm. property tax, right? It's the actual some of the equipment yes. that's being used in the data center operations is also being picked up in the value that's going to be subject to
exactly. Property tax. So the problem is the laws and the legislation is kind of showing its age, and it wasn't written to expect this kind of reality. So those data centers are right now in a kind of a gray area, and there's not really like a dedicated way to appraise those kind of buildings. So what happened? Two cases went to court for just the Tribunal Administratif du Québec, so on the lower end. And one of the cases, and I think it was the same judge for the two cases, but the decision were literally opposite. So one said, okay, those equipment are not taxable. The second one said, and it was the same judge, said, okay, no, they are taxable. Then it went to the Superior Court, but Superior Court of Quebec. And the decision was all the equipment are not taxable. Then just this summer, we had a decision from the Court of Appeal judgment. So, and they said for both cases that the equipment are taxable. So this ping pong game with this type of asset is really stressful for the owners and the tenant actually also. It's not even finished. It will even go higher now because this issue is so important. And
it's been appealed? It's been appealed to...
If it's not been appealed right now, it's in the first steps to be appealed.
Oh, okay.
So they are building the case and we'll see how it goes. But for sure, the saga is continuing because it's something that is very particular for Quebec right now, that those equipment are decided to be taxable. Because if you look in other provinces, they are not, or maybe not totally. So it's a big issue, especially for Quebec, because Quebec what has as a strength for the province is its hydroelectricity that is very, very important for those kind of industry. They want cheap electricity. So for Quebec, it will be like natural to have and those type of building with data center because they will want to be inside our province. But if everything that they are able to, every economical aspect of savings that will come from the electricity, if it's taken away by the tax, so they will probably think twice before coming to Quebec or maybe leaving at this point.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think on paper, mm-hmm. Access to lots of electricity at mm-hmm. reasonable rates, mm-hmm. a cool climate in the northern parts mm-hmm. of the province. There's a lot to like, I guess, for a data center.
Yeah.
Looking to locate in Quebec, you know, so that you would think they'd want to encourage that. Mm-hmm. But if I follow the bouncing ball correctly, mm-hmm. it sounded like two similar data center operations. Mm-hmm. One, they said the equipment has to be included in the tax base. The other one, they said it didn't. And then I guess one of the courts said, no, they're both taxable. Another court said, no, they're both not taxable. At least the equipment is not taxable.
Yeah.
And now so we're waiting for that to get resolved. So
yeah, the Superior Court said it's not that.
I had that in reverse, actually.
Yeah.
The court said they're not taxable. And the last court said, no, they should both be taxable.
Exactly.
Right. So that's kind of bad news, I guess, for somebody mm-hmm. looking to invest maybe potentially in a data center.
And it's not only affecting the data center. Just to maybe come back to this change of culture that people are more buying from online stores. It's those distributed centers start to have more and more automation inside their building. So all those robots, all this type of equipment, by this decision could be also taxable. So especially right now with this demand for those type of property, the demand right now, it's still there, but whatever the next role of appraiser, of the next assessments comes and they'll see their taxes double, it will be a big discussion.
Yeah, that would be a shock, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's like on your new assessment, oh, we've got to put the value of the equipment in, mm-hmm. not just mm-hmm. the building. Yeah, very, very interesting. I guess what's clear is that the cloud is not really a cloud, is it? It's a building somewhere full of servers and it has a lot of equipment and it is subject to property tax. So a very, very interesting controversy going on there. I'm sure they'll have to get it resolved soon. Maybe on appeal, they'll get the answer that that settles the issue once and for all and bring a little bit more certainty to data centers located in the province. And as you said, I imagine the similar principles might start to apply in other parts of Canada as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great discussion, Alexei. Thank you so much for your time today.
Of course. Thank you, Jim.
That concludes this episode of Ryan Talks Tax. For more information on property taxes in Quebec or anywhere else in Canada for that matter, check out our website at ryan.com/Canada/news and insights. And please let us know what you think about the podcast. You can send your questions, comments, or suggestions do webinars at ryan.com. Thanks for listening.